Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Aleph Le'iloi Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak Hadavor Asher Hayal Yirmiyahu Me'eitz Hashem Le'mor. The word that came to Yirmiyahu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from God, saying, and Hadavor Asher Hayal Yirmiyahu, says the Abarbanel and several other Mefarshim, indicate that this was a prophecy that came through intermediaries. Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, as the Torah emphasizes several times, came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, panim el panim kevayachol. But Yirmiyah, while he resembled Moshe in many ways, we've seen that and spoken about it before, he still did not attain the level of prophecy that Moshe Rabbeinu attained, as no one ever has and no one ever will. And this, according to several of the commentators, is the beginning of the fifth nevuah of Yirmiyahu, and it goes on for quite a ways. The Me'am Loe suggests that this happens after Yoshiyahu HaMelech discovered an unexpurgated, SAT word, unexpurgated Sefer Dvarim that was open to the Tochacha, and that this was a movement to Klal Yisrael to re-accept the bris that was there in the Toras Moshe, the famous bris that we had been ignoring for so long. Unfortunately, as Rabbi Breuer points out, that the question is, when we are presented again with the bracha and the klala as part of the Divrei HaBris, are we standing once again, as did our forefathers between Har Grizim and Har Eval, pronouncing the Baruch and Arur and saying an enthusiastic response from the people in a fervent, genuine Amen? Will the people react the same way during the time of Yirmiyah? One would expect very possibly not. Beis Shimu es Divrei HaBris Hazo. So speaking about that bris that had been made 800 years earlier out on the plains of Moab, Arvos Moab. So Yirmiyah says, hear the words of the bris. Well, the words of Hashem to Yirmiyah, then to speak to the people. V'dibartem el ish Yehuda ve'al yoshvei Yerushalayim. And speak to the citizens of Yehuda, and we use al in this pasuk in the sense of, and also to the people of Yerushalayim. That can also mean quite literally about the people of Yerushalayim. So Yirmiyah gives the impression that it's a new bris to the people, otherwise they might not listen. If it's the same old, including the terrible arurs of the original bris, they might be unwilling to listen, because this is a people who are fairly shallow in their approach and who are easily swayed away from following Divrei Hashem properly. Yimul v'yamar to'a lehem, and say to them, Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, this is what Hashem, the God of Israel, says, Arur ha'ish, asher lo yishma es Divrei HaBaris Hazos. So Yirmiyah starts off right away, cursed is the one who does not hearken, who does not listen to the words of this covenant. So the Da'as Sofrim says that this is Yirmiyah's instructions to talk to the other Nevi'im, who are then going to repeat them to all of Klal Yisrael. So this curse is directly targeted at the person who sins in secret. It's reinforcing the public bris that we said in Sefer Malachim that King Yoshiyahu made when he found Sefer Dvarim again. Dalad asher tzivisi es avoseichem biyom hotzii eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim mikor habarzel, that I commanded your forefathers on the day that I took them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, le'mor, saying shimu v'koli va'asisem osam, listen to my voice, do all of those that I command you, kichol asher atzave eschem v'yisem li la'am, and so that you shall be my nation. And I shall be your God. So this is a reminder of the Kor HaBarzel, where the impurities of Klal Yisrael were smelted away by the tribulations that we underwent in Eretz Mitzrayim. And unfortunately, we know that 80% of the Jewish people were lost to Klal Yisrael in the Tzur HaBarzel and did not emerge with us. So hear the words. Hear the bris, so that I will be your God and you will be my people. The most basic relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, with the exception of the marriage relationship that's been a simile for so long. Finally, Pasuk Hey, Laman hakim es hashvua asher nishbati la avoseichem, so that I may fulfill the oath that I swore to your forefathers. Laseis lahem eretz zavas chalavu devash kayom azeh, to give you a land flowing with milk and honey as it is this day. They were in Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yirmiyah. What's the big deal? What's the problem? Problem is, we're about to get kicked out. You want to be permanently in the land of Israel, you have to earn that. Va'an va'omar amen Hashem. And I answered, amen, God, Yirmiyah reports. So this is the first of four reasons why Klal Yisrael is required to uphold the bris, says the Ma'am Lois. We have to sustain the oath that Hashem swore that we would exist forever. Second, that was why we were redeemed from Eretz Yisrael. See, this is the last two psukim combined. Third, by performing the mitzvos, we deserve to be his nation. And fourth, the land itself is conditional, depending on how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yirmiyah, by saying Amen Hashem, is affirming that if somebody doesn't uphold the covenant, they are going to be cursed. So he's accepting on himself that he's going to maintain it, that he's going to continue to enforce it and try to convince Klal Yisrael to maintain the bris, even if nobody will join him in this enormous task to save an entire people for the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.